Good evening, this is Rabbi Eli Rothberger from the Gidol Pesach Clifton. We're continuing our Hadaf HaShavua series in Maseches Megillah. I apologize that this part of the shir was actually supposed to be in the last recording. It's from Daf Chaf, and it's a continuation of what we were saying before. The Ha'ar, or the topic that we're going to be talking about in tonight's shir, is Kriyas HaTorah before Alos HaShachar. So let's just begin with a little story that I heard from Rabbi Glasser, Rav, several times. That his first year in shul, he started Elul time, and it was a very, very late Elul. And Hoshana Rabbah came out way end of October, probably around October 22nd, October 23rd, something like that. Probably the latest that a Hoshana Rabbah can be. And our shul happens to have two minyanim. There's a minyan at 8 on Chol HaMoed, and there's also a commuter minyan, which I believe at that time started around 5:50. And the objective of the minyan was that for the people a chance to daven before they had to catch the 7 o'clock train to the city. Again, it's a position that I don't envy anybody who has to do that on any day, but especially on a day like Hoshana Rabbah. But look, there's circumstances, and people have to get to where they have to get to. And they asked Rabbi Glasser, if there's anything that they can do before Alos HaShachar, as far as davening, to start a little earlier, to just, you know, to make it more feasible, that the people be able to daven as much as they can, with as much Nachas Ruach as they possibly could in a situation like that. Rabbi Glasser smiled, and he said, probably the only thing you can daven before Alos HaShachar is Ma'ariv. And everybody had a good laugh. Rabbi Glasser as well, and that's how the story went. Happens to be that when we were talking about that, this kid's story came to mind when I was learning the Gemara on Daf Chaf. Daf Chaf mentions a whole bunch of mitzvos that need to be done by Yom. It mentions Hallel, it mentions Megillah, it mentions Shofar, it mentions Mila. One thing that the Mishnah doesn't mention, well, two things it mentioned. It doesn't mention Kriya Shema, which is a different issue altogether. Kriya Shema is not mentioned in this list that has to be done by Netzachama. And the reason the Achronim point out is because it's Chiyuv is, actually the Chiyuv of the mitzvah starts at Misha Yakir, and because of, and the reason why it's Misha Yakir and not over here is because Kriya Shema has to do with the Tikumecha. It's got to be the time when people get up. It's not as per se necessarily a din in the Yom. So the point is that we're not worried that a person is going to do it a little bit earlier. But when you have the mitzvos that we're dealing with over here, we're afraid that if we allow a person to start at Alos HaShachar, so then they might end up doing it a little bit earlier. So that's why the Chachila, we push it to Netzachama. That's how the Achronim, I believe this is Fas Emes or the Pnei Yeshua, want to explain. So Kriya Shema is not mentioned in it. But you know what else isn't mentioned to it? Kriya Satorah isn't mentioned in it either. And the question is, why isn't Kriya Satorah mentioned over here? I know it's true that we lean on Simchas Torah night, but that Kriya Satorah is only Bidin Minhag. That's not really a din in a kim of Kriya Satorah. A person is not Mekayim his chiyuv of hearing Parsha Zosa Bracha on Simchas Torah. One of the reasons why we take out the Torah and read from it on Leil Simchas Torah is because we're taking out the Torah ready to dance. We don't want the Torah to be taken out just for that. We want to go ahead and do Kriya as well. And remember, actually, Rabbi Glasser giving a whole shiur about how this minhag actually developed. It wasn't even a minhag until much recently, in the past 500 years. So why isn't Kriya Satorah mentioned in there? And this question was asked to Rav Zilberstein. Rav Zilberstein, the Rav in Eretz Yisrael, famous for his medical ethics shailas and his What If, Aleinu L'Shabeach, the Ha'erevna series that had become very popular over recent years. Rav Zilberstein was asked this shaila by a number of people who had to go to work. And they were concerned, especially in the winter, on Mondays and Thursdays. And Mondays and Thursdays, where the Nates was much later, and they had to be at work at a certain time, and they were really afraid that if they davened a regular tefillah on Monday and Thursday with the Kriyas HaTorah, they would not be able to get to work on time and they would miss minyan. So they asked the Shaila. The Shaila is, would they be able to lane before davening? It's true that they're changing the seder of the tefillah, but by doing that, by taking the laning out first, then they can start the laning before Alos HaShachar, and afterwards, they can start davening at Alos HaShachar, and by doing that, by the time they would finish, you know, you'd be safe in terms of doing that. They'd be able to put on tefillin, and they'd be able to get to work on time. Now, before you think this is such a crazy case, so in the New Jersey metro area, the latest Neitz HaChama is around 7:25, but if you go a little bit further west, places, let's say, at the end of the Eastern time zone, Cleveland, Cincinnati, you can have a Neitz HaChama around 7:45, even a little bit later. That really could come out to really affect people as far as work is concerned. In the wintertime, when the Neitz is so late. So Rav Zilberstein alerted these people to a tshuva from the Maharsham. And the Maharsham quotes in his tshuva a comment from the Mara, from the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham, it's quoted in that tshuva, brought down by Rav Zilberstein, says the following. It says, Noshim chayavos b'lishmo kriyas haTorah. It says that women have to hear laning. Now, whether we paskin like that or not, Ladina, generally we don't, and we don't have our women come and hear every single word of Kriyas HaTorah, but what the Maharsham gleaned out of that line of the Magen Avraham was the following point. If you're saying that women are mechuyavos in Kriyas HaTorah, do you know what that's telling us? It's telling us that Kriyas HaTorah is not something. What is it not? It's not a mitzvah asei shezman grama. Because if Kriyas HaTorah was a mitzvah asei shezman grama, then for sure women are going to be chayiv in it. Now, of course, we're not talking necessarily on a deraisa dika level. On a derabbanan level, we still have mitzvah asei shezman grama. In fact, as you mentioned the last year, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik explained that really by Kriyas HaMegillah, women are putter from Kriyas HaMegillah, midin mitzvah asei shezman grama, and it's only through the afin hayuba osu hanes that we even stick in an extra chiyuv. So we do see that the petur of mitzvah asei shezman grama could work by derabbanans as well. So now, look at this. If the Magen Avraham is pointing out and telling us that the women are michuyavos in Kriyas HaTorah, comes the Maharsham and it concludes that it's not a mitzvah asei shezman grama. And the fact that it's not a mitzvah asei shezman grama, the fact that it's not a mitzvah asei shezman grama would mean that it can be done both during the day and during the nighttime. And it's for that reason Rav Zilberstein paskened and said, you can absolutely do it. And this psak was really given, was formally given to, especially the army, where you have soldiers having to go out early in the morning, you know, to their platoons from their bases, and when they have to go to Shmirah and stuff like that, you're definitely allowed to do that and to lean before Alos HaShachar. So again, based on the tshuva of the Maharsham, which tells us that there is no mitzvah asei shezman grama by Kriyas HaTorah, and that Kriyas HaTorah could be mikuyum at night, in a situation where a person is not going to be able, their minion is not going to be able to have the proper tefillah by yom, or even after Alos HaShachar with Kriyas HaTorah, like in a situation of a very early commuter minion, which needs to get finished so that the people can get to work, and it's practically impossible to finish the entire davening with the Kriyas HaTorah. In such a Shas Adchak, Rav Zilberstein said, we're allowed to begin tefillah with Kriyas HaTorah, to do it before Alos HaShachar with the brachos and everything, and then afterwards, you get into the regular davening. So it's just a little ha'ara on the fact that Kriyas HaTorah was not mentioned in the Mishnah. Based on this psak by Rav Zilberstein and this tshuva of the Maharsham, the reason why Kriyas HaTorah was not in the things which is mitzvos bayom is because really, according to them, Kriyas HaTorah is not a mitzvah bayom. It's a mitzvah which is not limited by any time. Have a wonderful day.